How's it going? Teed off with Kramer here, and we are getting things rolling as NFL season is still underway, as it actually hasn't even stopped. Even though there's no game, it's been going. They have been going very strong on what news has been put out. We just had the NFL draft, which was no longer than a week ago, and things have been in the forward progress of the NFL. Free agency was talked about. We've also had the draft, as I just mentioned. But now today, Andy Dalton is now a free agent, as the Bengals tweeted earlier today. We have released quarterback Andy Dalton, and Andy has not only been an outstanding player on the field, but a role model in the Cincinnati community for the last 9 years. Thank you for everything, Andy. So, they got their quarterback, Joe Burrow. I honestly think they could have at least kept Andy Dalton for another 2 to 3 years, as there's still a lot of great quarterbacks that will be coming to the system, even if there is an NFL season that's supposed to come. But Andy Dalton is now a free agent. I think he's going to be one of the hot quarterback free agents. Granted, last year he didn't really play to perfection, but then again, his offensive line was not the greatest. His wide receiving core were all hurt. I mean, Andy even got hurt at one point, and they benched him after that. They benched him on his birthday. That's how savage of the Cincinnati Bengals are. But they ended up getting their quarterback, Joe Burrow, in the draft, but Andy Dalton is now a free agent. So then, now you got to think, where can Andy Dalton go? And I could see at least 4 teams that Andy Dalton could possibly have a chance of, I guess, flourishing or even becoming a backup to, because there's some teams that may not have that quarterback, or their quarterback right now is a glorified backup that just happens to be starting. And one team that he could easily go to that they could fit in that system perfectly, because, I mean, Bill Belichick kind of scouted them already through video camera. That's the Patriots. Yeah, Jarrett Stidham is apparently their QB number one, but he's easily number two, that I think. I think he's a glorified backup, kind of like how maybe Jacoby Brissett was. Now you got Jimmy Garoppolo at the 49ers. Backup quarterbacks from there kind of end up doing good in other teams. I mean, Ryan Mallett, it really didn't do too much at all. Brian Hoyer came and gone. Now he's their backup to Stidham. But I think, how about we get a on a kind of a competition there, Jarrett Stidham, Brian Hoyer, Andy Dalton as the quarterbacks, and 9 times out of 10, I think Andy Dalton's going to get it done. The Red Rifle, his arm strength is really good. If you haven't seen the video of him throwing in his backyard to his kids, that's something that is still there, still consistent with them. So the Patriots could be a number one team that could sign, I guess, Andy Dalton. The other team out there, the Jacksonville Jaguars, they just traded Nick Foles. Well, they didn't just trade him. A few months ago, they traded Nick Foles to Chicago, and I'm guessing they were trying to make Gardner Minshew the number one guy in Jacksonville. Is Minshew Mania a number one guy, though? Granted, he won them some games, but I don't see him that caliber of quarterback of trying to do that in every single week. I want him to prove me wrong, because I'm a Minshew maniac type of person. I enjoyed him and all of his stories, all the stuff that he did even this past offseason, like renting out an RV, traveling everywhere. But I would actually like to see maybe Andy Dalton there and turn some things around in Jacksonville. If Blake Bortles can win in Jacksonville, I'm pretty sure Gardner Minshew can win in Jacksonville. And I'm actually 100% sure Andy Dalton can win in Jacksonville. Plus, Gruden is there. Jay Gruden is in Jacksonville now, a person that has close ties and a great way to, I guess, an offensive scheme that is familiar with Andy Dalton, so I guess he can slide into that fit real easily. Another team that's a little bit under the radar that could possibly, you know, take him is the Steelers. Pittsburgh Steelers, this was a team that Big Ben last year is coming off an injury, who did not play for 14 games of the season last year. And, yeah, Mason Rudolph was their guy. Apparently, is their backup number two. I don't know if I want Mason Rudolph. I'd rather have Duck Hodges as my backup. But if you're going to have a backup to Big Ben, have an Andy Dalton. And I know these two guys have gone back and forth through their time to going against each other in the AFC. So it's, you got to think maybe they can set their differences aside, and they can just be one big quarterback. Because who knows? Are we going to see a healthy Big Ben through the entire season? If that happens, that's why you got Andy Dalton there. Remember, this is a team that reportedly sent out to Jameis Winston a lucrative contract, but he ended up declining it for a $1.1 million deal with the Saints. So if they were all in on trying to get Jameis Winston as their backup number two, why don't you just try to go all in for Andy Dalton as their backup number two? He could possibly take a pay cut, try to prove it, kind of like a prove it deal to be the backup, and then somehow Big Ben gets hurt, and then boom, things work out in that way. So the last team that I think might have a great chance of getting Andy Dalton. And it's a kind of a shocker team. And it's a team that, of course, wanted to get Tom Brady. Obviously did not get him. That's the 49ers. Jimmy Garoppolo had his first healthy season in San Francisco just this past season. Everyone wanted Brady and San Fran, and now there's a chance for a great backup for the Niners. So, maybe Jimmy Garoppolo isn't the guy that everyone expects him to be. They expect a well-talented young quarterback, which I think that's what he is. But if everybody's saying, oh, Jimmy Garoppolo's not a thrower, he's just a handoff, he's a glorified a middleman between the center and the running back for the 49ers system, get Andy Dalton in there. So if you need an arm in there as well, you have Andy Dalton. I think Mullins is still back there as their backup quarterback. So there's still a chance of maybe Andy Dalton still back up somewhere. I just think Andy Dalton, if he does not either go to the Patriots or he doesn't go to the Jaguars, he's going to be a backup quarterback for any type of team in the NFL. So if you're Andy Dalton, you got to, wait around for that right deal. If there isn't a deal, it's even going to be sent to you. So I'm just going to look in the next 3 to 4 weeks, maybe into a month. He has time to sign a deal because there's nothing going to be happening here in the sports world at any time soon. Heck, who even knows if the NFL will even start on time? They may even be going late. I'm just saying. But if you're Andy Dalton, I would try to chop that bit if the Patriots are deciding to, hey, if you want to come here, here's this deal. I know it's not the way you're looking for. Because this is probably the conversation with Bill Belichick. And we got Jarrett Stidham right now. If we get you in here and you prove your worth. So, we didn't want to trade for you. We're going to do whatever we can to be cheap and do everything like that. So, here's about $15 million, and you can come here and try to beat him out. So, there's still a chance that the Patriots are going to end up being fine in all this with losing Tom Brady, losing Gronkowski. Gronkowski wasn't even there the past two seasons, so they can easily get away with that. But the Patriots are somehow going to find out a way to not spend the most money and still get the guy that they need at quarterback. So there's a big dumpster fire going on in, Green Bay, Wisconsin. And Aaron Rodgers, the situation's even getting any worse, I think. Because if you have Brett Favre coming out there and making comments, this is what he said the other day. He was surprised they went to that direction. I think Aaron will finish his career somewhere else. That's my gut. That's what Brett Favre said. So Brett Favre saying that, you know for a fact that things are not looking that great for the Packers. We already know what Brett Favre did. He tried to force his retirement 3 different times, and he ended up coming back no matter what. So is there a possible chance that we're seeing a remake of Brett Favre v. Aaron Rodgers, of how Aaron Rodgers was drafted? When, of course, they fell, Aaron Rodgers fell to the Packers. The Packers had to trade up for Jordan Love. So, clearly, these things aren't equaling out to the way it's supposed to be. So, I 100% feel bad for Aaron Rodgers, and I also feel bad for Jordan Love for being put in the situation, kind of like how Aaron Rodgers was put in that situation 15 years ago. But that being said, Brett Favre, there's got to be a few teams that could easily or want to, pick up or try to trade for Aaron Rodgers. He's still under contract for the next 4 seasons. And two seasons, and there's, I think it's a 2-year clause that they can pick up a team option. So if the New England Patriots do not trade for Andy Dalton this season, they go with Stidham, or they go with Brian Hoyer as a number 2 quarterback, maybe the Patriots send some package deals, and maybe they can trade for Aaron Rodgers and reconstruct that contract that he has. So that's a possibility. Honestly, I feel like that's one of the two that could easily happen. Rodgers is going to go to a team that's going to be a title contender, or the one with a great coach and the great system. And I think he could easily mold into the Patriot way, because this is a guy that keeps to himself. I know Tom Brady was out there doing his commercials as well at that time, and Aaron Rodgers has the State Farm thing. That's going to stay into fruition with him, so it's not like it's going to be, you're going to go to the Patriots and you're just going to be being quiet no matter what. No, he's going to easily go out there and still make a splash into whatever he wants to do with any type of, you're not going to be on mute. You can still have his social media. I don't even know if he even uses Twitter that much. I know he likes to go to Milwaukee Bucks games and try to chug some beers. So you can't think that, Rodgers, if he goes to New England, he's just going to be a mute now. So that's one team. The other team is, I honestly might think that might happen, is this team that's kind of right here, the Las Vegas Raiders. I would not be surprised. Gruden loves Aaron Rodgers. And if the quarterback carousel there in Las Vegas with Derek Carr or Marcus Mariota if that doesn't pan out, I mean, Derek Carr's, I believe his contract's up at the end of next season or in two seasons from now. So, and he's still a cheap quarterback to have. I think it's only $20 million when all these other quarterbacks are getting $25, $30 million, $34 million. We're going to see Patrick Mahomes get to the $5 billion mark. So they have at least a good quarterback, and they can easily trade for Aaron Rodgers next offseason. And, I mean, I don't think it'll be that cheap. It might be a second rounder, maybe a third rounder, but we already know Gruden will trade pieces and or picks in order to get to the person he likes. And I believe Aaron Rodgers might be the guy in Las Vegas, and not this season, but in season 2022, or wait, is that, this is, we're in 2020 right now, 2021, we'll have Aaron Rodgers in Las Vegas. And I think that will be beneficial because of all the weapons that are already trying to be molded right now, as they're just got Henry Ruggs in the draft. You already have Hunter Renfrow. I believe they drafted three different other wide receivers. Bowden, if he's a guy that's going to be out there. Tyrell Williams. There's still, and even Zay Jones, there's still a lot of talent in the wide receiver core there that they're trying to help improve with their quarterback, and that's something the Green Bay Packers did not do. They needed to spend a first-round talent of wide receiver to help out Aaron Rodgers for the foreseeable future, because this is a team that lost in the NFC Championship game. You have to think that if you're only one win away from the Super Bowl, you have to help, and if this is your year and time, Aaron Rodgers should have gotten a piece, an offensive weapon, maybe a defensive weapon, because they had to stop that run against the 49ers, and that did not happen at all in the NFC Championship game. So they're already now moving on and looking forward to the next foreseeable future for the Green Bay Packers. Jordan Love, I guess he's a good quarterback. They could have at least gotten another type of caliber Jordan Love in the next year's draft or in the year after that, because if you have 4 years under contract with Aaron Rodgers, you should know that, okay, we'll just sign a backup quarterback in Green Bay, and they'll able to make that the most, they'll make the most out of that. And right now, they did not even do that because they drafted a number one. Well, I think he's a second round caliber talent, but he ended up being drafted in the first round and a pick that they traded up for. So if Aaron Rodgers is not drafted or traded into New England or Las Vegas next season, it'll be surprising. But I do not see him sending the rest of that contract in Green Bay. It's not going to happen. I know people would love for that to happen, but it won't. That's just the thing. Aaron Rodgers, this is like a sour taste in his mouth and kind of like a slap to the face of knowing, okay, they did this to me, to Brett Favre, when he still was in his heyday of gunslinging and going where else, because he even did it in the Jets. He even did that in Minnesota. He was still able to improve and still be a great, talented quarterback. That's what Aaron Rodgers is, and it's not Aaron Rodgers' job to help groom his backup. The backup has to outperform him in order to get that starting role. Is that going to happen this year? No, but it's going to light a fire on Aaron Rodgers' ass to make him make sure that, okay, I'm going to bury this kid. I'm a wrestling fan, so if you want to bury somebody, the best way to do it is outperform them, outdo them in everything, and I believe for a fact Aaron Rodgers will do that against the Jordan Love this coming into the season, if the season even happens. But he is not going to spend the rest of his contract years in Green Bay. There's no way. There's no way. So what I've been watching the most, I mean, for the past month, is the MLB The Show Players League that's been on San Diego Studios and also every other various Twitch pages of the players that are participating in the Players League, which has been very entertaining and fun to watch. Very interactive. I love it. It's a great way for the players to, you know, I mean, engage with the fans a lot more close and in-depth, even though the fans are probably watching it to get these Twitch drop packs. Yeah, I've asked a few questions to. I always watch Jesus Lizardo because I always go to the players that do not have that many people watching their stream, because that's a great way to interact with, like, say if there's 50 people watching, there's about 10 people probably asking questions. And yeah, I'm part of that 10 of asking questions to the players of, oh, so what's your favorite pitch to throw, or who's your favorite player that you grew up watching and knowing that, okay, I watched him when I grew up. Kind of like how I watched Edgar Renteria when I was growing up at shortstop for the Cardinals. Yeah, I know, he played for the Marlins at first. Still, but I enjoyed the fact that if you're watching, asking questions, you end up getting Twitch drops. And those are packs to earn to your Diamond Dynasty if you have your PlayStation linked up to your Twitch account. So it was fun, interactive, and I felt like I was getting stuff out of it. Which I was. I ended up getting, if you are a Diamond Dynasty type of nerd or a video game type of nerd, I mean, I got a Javi Baez. Yeah, it's gross. It's a Cubs player, but it's a good card to have in the Diamond Dynasty, and he's won me a few games. I'm not going to lie. He has. So it was honestly good that way through Twitch and using MLB the Player shows to interact with fans, but they moved the championship stuff off of Twitch and onto TV, and that means everything's pre-recorded. I'm pretty sure they're just going to milk this all the way out of how things are going to be going on into the championship type run. But it is the most annoying thing going from one thing, going it to the other, because you can't earn those Twitch drops, and plus it's not that fun because all it is the interaction between the two guys that are playing. So like last night it was Tommy Cayley and Lance McCullers Jr. And all it was Flores was there to of course commentate throughout the thing, but it was not the funnest thing to watch. I honestly thought I lost interest in it after the first inning because one, that commercial breaks, and that's one of the big things, excuse me, that has been a thing that didn't happen at all during the Twitch games. No commercials at all, just all the content going at once, and it was fun and interactive, and it was just enjoyable. But they're on ESPN2 and Fox Sports, one of the championship games going on to ESPN. I'm not going to like it that much. I will probably tune in for a little bit, or I'll just check the updates on Twitter of who won. But they had to somehow put this thing back on Twitch if they're going to stream it simulcast. And hopefully, if San Diego Studios can stream it as well, if you watch it, you can earn Twitch packs that way, which would I think is really beneficial for both sides to do that. But is it going to happen? No, because the TV wants to reign supreme in all of this. So it's all about the views. I'm actually kind of shocked the championship game's on ESPN. So I probably will watch that. But that will be it, and that will not be fun. The NCAA board supports name, image, and likeness compensation for college athletes. They also say that the NCAA's highest governing body approved a significant proposal that will allow college athletes to receive compensation for third-party endorsements and promotions. The ruling will take effect during the 2021-2020 academic year, so that's kind of going really close. That's actually next year. So that's going to come really quick. What these kids and players can do is, well, they can benefit off themselves. They can put themselves in video games if they want to. They can earn the compensation if EA wants to make a game. Or say, I don't know, there's a college football game that's out right now called Doug Flutie's Maximum Football. That 2020 is going to be dropping in September. So you can they can start their YouTube channels. They can start their Twitch channels. They can be streaming games. They can do anything they want. They can sign those autographs. They can sell those autographs. They can earn monetization off YouTube. They can do that even on Twitch or however that happens with the bits. I'm not 100% sure how they do it with that way, but they're able to do it. So that's congratulations to them. It's been a long fought road because I think NCAA kind of got the hand from the G League saying, oh, these kids can make up to $300,000 for just playing one season in this little league, this development league that they can be eligible for the draft. Then they can be drafted to a team, which is kind of odd because if you're in a G League that's part of the NBA, you sign to a G League team. Why can't that G League team just bring that player up to their actual roster? I'm not going to get in that murky waters. But NCAA forced their hands, and these student-athletes will be able to profit off themselves. And I believe we're going to see, if you are a video game nerd like myself, you're going to see NCAA 20 or 2021 come out and for video game footballs. I hope there's actually a basketball one, because if I already have my fix on Doug Flutie Maximum Football right now, which also, if you're an athlete and you are watching this, if you want to get a hold of Maximum Football as soon as possible, you can be in their game. Yeah, you can actually be in their game for Maximum Football. I'm pretty sure you will get compensated through your likeness. So if I were you, I would go check that out. If you're even Division II, Division III, why don't you reach out to them and say, hey, maybe a Division II guy, if I can get a few bucks just to be in your game. I mean, I don't see why that's a problem. And then NCAA going on EA, if that actually happens. I mean, every once in a while, I play NCAA College 14, so I would totally enjoy the 2020 or 2021 game coming out. It's not going to come out this year because with all the stuff that's going on in the world. I highly doubt there's a lot of people in developing games right now, which is, yeah. So that's I really do enjoy the fact that these college athletes will get their likeness and they'll get paid for it, which is what they need and what they should have done it for a long time now. Because if these kids can't work or anything like that, they need to get somehow instead of, because I mean, there's these kids that are, if they're not on scholarship, they have to pay out of pocket. So they have to those D1 schools, and they have to get their talent there, and they got to somehow make money in order to stay at those D1 schools, because you got to eat. You know that. I mean, of course, you get meal plans at school. You can always eat during that. And then you always have to pay school back. So once you're done with school, you have wait 6 months, 6 to 7 months to get your student loans going, and then you start paying it back that way. So there's a trade-off there. So yeah. Likeness, perfect. They're going to get paid. Somehow they're going to get paid. They're going to get money somehow. Now, this is the last topic I want to talk about, and that's one of the shows I do enjoy watching every single day that I wake up. No matter what time it is, I'm always going to go to YouTube and click on the Pat McAfee Show. And Pat McAfee, yes, he was a former punter in the NFL for the Indianapolis Colts. He might be coming out of retirement and going back into the NFL, probably for one reason, and for one reason only, is to go to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to kick the, well, I mean, of course, hit those, kick those piss rockets up in the air for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. With Tom Brady as their quarterback, he may not even be on the field that much, or even with Gronk on the field as well. I think this is a thing called a Super Bowl chasing. He's trying to ring chase, and I know it's easier in the NBA to ring chase rather than in the NFL because there's so many working progresses or like all these moving parts in the NFL. So it's going to be kind of hard, but if Pat McAfee would go to Tampa Bay, I would miss it. I would miss him on his show, but then again, there's only 17 to 18 to 19 to 20 to 21 weeks of the NFL schedule. I think it's actually 22 to be exact. So there's only 22 weeks of possibly not seeing Pat at all. Maybe Mondays is when he'll be on his show, but I do believe if he actually does get signed by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to kick those balls into the sky and has 50 yards plus, I think about 65 yards would be a good punt for him. I think he could still do it. I if he doesn't go there, go to the Aussie Rules Football League. I haven't tried that out. I actually would like to, I would not mind him just to kick those screamers and hopefully they get a point that way. If that's how the scoring position, the scoring system works there in the Aussie Football Rules League. But I want to see Pat McAfee back on the field in some shape and form. But I do believe the boys can get the thing done if Pat is not there on a show, because the boys are hilarious. I think if there's no boys, there's no Pat McAfee Show, and that's how the things goes. This has been Teed Off with Kramer. I hope you've all enjoyed this episode. I'm going to probably cut these all up and put these sporadic throughout YouTube, so if you don't want to listen to the whole thing or watch the whole thing, you do what you want to do. Have a good one. Stay safe. Wash your hands. And please, 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 please subscribe and like this.